KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:07, we have cloudy skies and 20 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be mostly cloudy here today. The snow has ended here in Atlantic, at least at the KJAN studios. We look for scattered flurries at a high around 25. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. Taking a look at the roadways around western Iowa this morning, the roads are mostly partially covered with snow, with the exception of off to the south. As you get further south of Highway 34 and around Villisca and Shenandoah, the roads are mostly covered with snow at that point in time. Also, the DOT is reporting there is an accident on I-80 westbound. The traffic is reduced to one lane, and that is right about north of the Atlantic area, just west of the Olive Street exit, according to the latest report. So again, I-80 westbound at exit 57, just west of there, is reduced to one lane due to an accident. Well, the National Weather Service says a fast-moving weather system will produce periods of light snow this morning. Snowfall amounts will range from just a dusting to around an inch. The morning commute will likely be impacted, with roads becoming snow-covered and slippery. And again, the Iowa Department of Transportation's map at 511ia.org shows that roads in southwest and western Iowa were partially covered with snow for the most part, with the exception of off to the southern portion of our listening area where the roads were completely covered. And the snowfall was expected to move east of the area by noon. A fire destroyed an apartment building Tuesday in the northwest Iowa town of Sloan. Major Todd Wick with the Woodbury County Sheriff's Department says a deputy helped two female residents who jumped to safety from a second-floor window of the four-apartment, two-story structure.
And as he pulled up to the scene, he saw one female jump from a window. He got out of his car and ran over to the building. At that time, there was a lot of smoke, and there were flames coming from the building. And he assisted the second female victim out of the window and down to the ground.
The two women suffered minor injuries. Fire crews were sent to the apartment complex at around 10 a.m. Residents of a nearby building were also evacuated.
The one building is the building with the actual fire is a total loss, and the second building, which I believe sat north of that building, was had quite a bit of smoke damage to it. So all the occupants of that building were evacuated.
A total of 15 residents were displaced by the fire. The Evangelical Covenant Church across the street from the complex was being used as a shelter for the residents, and the American Red Cross was also lending a hand. The cause of the fire remained under investigation. The Taylor County Sheriff's Office said yesterday an arrest was made Monday in connection with a fire at a trailer park in Lenox. 23-year-old Nicholas Dale Stone of Lenox was arrested on a warrant charging him with arson in the first degree. Stone was being held in the Taylor County Jail on $25,000 bond. The charge against him stems from an investigation into a fire at the Lenox trailer park that occurred December 11, 2015. Authorities say Stone allegedly poured a flammable liquid near a mobile home and lit a fire nearby. The mobile home sustained $300 damage. The Cass County Sheriff's Office said no injuries were reported following an accident early Tuesday morning on Interstate 80. Deputies responded to the two-vehicle collision on I-80 westbound about a mile west of the Olive Street exit at around 12:20 a.m. Authorities said a pickup driven by 26-year-old Charles Robertson of Segoville, Texas, was westbound on I-80 when the vehicle went out of control on the icy road and entered the median. That truck was subsequently hit by a Toyota pickup driven by 28-year-old Andreas Dimitri Spensos of Monterey, California, which also went out of control on the ice-covered Interstate 80. Damage from the crash amounted to $23,000. And officials at the Iowa Department of Transportation report the right lane of westbound Interstate 80, northbound I-29 in Council Bluffs between Exit 4 and Exit 2 that was originally scheduled for repair last night will instead be closed for repairs on Wednesday, January 6th, beginning at 9 a.m., weather permitting. Motorists are encouraged to find alternate routes during the project, as significant delays could occur. The repairs should be completed and the roadway reopened to traffic by 5 a.m. Thursday, January 7th. But again, that work won't begin until next Wednesday. In the funeral announcements, Deanna F. Nissen, age 66, of Audubon, died last Wednesday at the Taylor Hospice House in Des Moines. Funeral services for Deanna Nissen will be today at 2 o'clock at the Exira Lutheran Church in Exira. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira is in charge of the arrangements. Louis Bodler, age 84, of Fontenelle, died Saturday at the Adair County Memorial Hospital in Greenfield. Funeral services for Louis Bodler will be on Thursday, tomorrow at 10:30 at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Fontenelle. Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle has arrangements. Sarah Beth Cambage, age 42, of Anita, died Thursday at the Cass County Hospital. A mass of Christian burial for Sarah Cambage will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at St. Mary's Catholic Church in Anita. Hockenberry Family Care of Anita has arrangements. Catherine Krause, age 96, of Anita, died Friday at her daughter's home in Ames. A prayer service for Catherine Krause will be tomorrow at 2 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Bertha Peterson, age 90, of rural Messina, died Saturday at the Heritage House in Atlantic. Funeral services for Bertha Peterson will be tomorrow at 2 o'clock at the Steen Funeral Home in Messina. Albert Peterson, age 70, of Urbandale and formerly of Adair, died December 18th at Mercy Hospice in Johnston. Memorial services for Albert Peterson will be held Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Canby Friends Church in Canby. Hockenberry Family Care of Adair has arrangements. Helen Means, age 97, of Fontenelle, died Saturday at the Good Samaritan Society in Fontenelle. Funeral services for Helen Means will be Saturday at 11:30 at the Greenfield United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Lee Thompson, age 83, of Exira, died Saturday at Atlantic Specialty Care. Services for Lee Thompson will be Saturday at 2 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Carl Kemp, age 45, of Atlantic, died Tuesday at his home. Services for Carl Kemp are pending at Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic. And Elizabeth Betty Opperman, age 87, of Manning, died Monday at Manning Plaza Nursing Home. Services for Betty Opperman are pending at Odie Funeral Home in Manning. The news was brought to you by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.